If polls correctly point to Democrat Tom Wolf leading incumbent Tom Corbett in the Pennsylvania governor's race, the Republicans' best hope is that his party faithful will come to the polls in numbers across the state, and Democrats, especially in Philadelphia, will not. WHYY's Dave Davies offers this look at the battle for turnout and whether the Democrats bringing President Barack Obama in for a weekend rally is a smart move.
That's Facebook video of a recent Tom Wolf rally in central Pennsylvania. There are a million more Democrats than Republicans in the state, but historically Democratic turnout lags behind the GOP, especially in off-year elections. Campaign spokesman Jeff Sheridan said today Tom Wolf is charging around the state on a bus tour holding get-out-the-vote rallies.
As of the end of last night, he had done 25 events since Friday, and he has three more today.
Republicans say Wolf ought to be worried.
I think they're concerned deeply by turnout.
That's Mike Barley, campaign manager for Corbett. He says Democrats do better when there are hotly contested local races to bring people to the polls, and you don't see much of that in their territory this year. And Wolf has no particular history or connection with Philadelphia, the state's biggest Democratic stronghold. A key question is whether African Americans turn out big for Wolf. Maurice Floyd is a veteran Philadelphia political consultant with experience in the city's black wards. He says there is enthusiasm for Tuesday's election, less for Wolf than against the incumbent.
It's more or less voting against Corbett than anything else. I think when you talk to folks, that's exactly the note that they're talking about. We just need a change.
The Wolf campaign is bringing President Obama, who has low approval ratings overall but strong support among black voters, in for a rally in North Philadelphia Sunday. Corbett campaign manager Barley calls that a calculated risk by the Wolf camp.
They are hoping that they can tap into the enthusiasm in parts of Philadelphia where he still might be popular. Conversely, the fact that he's coming into Philadelphia to campaign for Tom Wolf and that close association that will exist there will serve as a get-out-the-vote tool for us and the rest of the state.
And if there were any doubt about that, here's Corbett's latest TV ad.
Tom Wolf just may be Barack Obama's biggest fan. Like Obama, Wolf's a liberal. Like Obama, Wolf has never met a tax increase he didn't like.
That ad's running in every media market in the state except Philadelphia. There's one other wrinkle to the Philadelphia turnout story. The Wolf campaign is not writing checks to Democratic ward leaders to help fund their Election Day field efforts. Those payments, known as street money, have historically been the way candidates stoke enthusiasm among the roughly 3,000 Democratic committee people in the city. There's some grumbling in the ranks about that, but Floyd says he thinks Democratic foot soldiers will deliver anyway.
They're not going to quit because Wolf organization has not delivered so-called street money to them. They're going to go out and do exactly what is expected of them because that's what they're elected to do, and they're going to do it.
Finally, here's a potential wild card in the picture. It's possible SEPTA's City Transit Division will go on strike next week, disrupting the lives of Philadelphia voters who rely on subways, trolleys, and buses, while leaving the state's other 66 counties mostly unaffected. Dave Davies, WHYY News.